This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The mayor of Chicago says she's only going to give one-on-one interviews with black or brown journalists. But don't you dare accuse her of being racist. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you're expecting an outcry from leftists, even leftist journalists, over the declaration, the racist declaration by Lori Lightfoot, Lori Goodfoot can only good for Lori Lightfoot. Don't hold your breath. Now, frankly, I don't think anybody cares what Lori Lightfoot has to say. This is a woman who presides over a city that has watched crime tick up. The level of taxation and things, it is oppressive to live in Chicago. But let me just tell you, if I were a white journalist, I would declare it's not worth my time to interview that Pekingese-looking woman. She and Adam Schiff look like a couple of Pekingese. Go look at a picture of them and tell me I'm lying. 844-551-8255. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact check of Google. We need to have a segment, and it's just called Google Fact Check. And let me tell you why. It's not a fact check. It is a joke. It is so easy to spot this stuff. I want to see if you can spot it. So I'm going to read you all of these, and then we're going to dissect them, okay? Here's fact check from Google. And it gives different places that are fact checking. AFP, USA Today, Health Feedback, PolitiFact, and USA Today. And here are the articles that are fact checked. Hoax online report shares WHO's virus death toll warning for India. So apparently it was an online report that shared the death toll from the WHO on India. The next one is this. This is from USA Today. Fact check. COVID-19 vaccines won't make the common cold or flu extremely lethal. Here's the next one. It's from Health Feedback. COVID-19 vaccines were tested in animals in clinical trials before receiving authorization. Vaccinated people aren't dying at a higher rate than unvaccinated people. Fact check. Instagram post falsely claims COVID-19 vaccines skipped all animal trials. Fact check. India's COVID-19 surge not connected to vaccinations. Now, I want you to think about that. There were fact checks. Every one of the fact checks has to do with the Wu flu. Every one of the fact checks is something, if you're smart, you'd be looking into. What was the WHO's virus death toll warning for India? Because that was the first fact check. There was somebody hoax. It was a hoax that somebody shared it. So what was it? Can we compare it? Because see, what I'm going to bet you is the WHO had no better guess on the death toll for India due to Wu flu or anything else than the next Uber driver you get in with. Here was the second one. Vaccines won't make the common cold or flu extremely lethal. How do they know? Has anybody even gotten the cold or flu since COVID hit the scenes? So how can they fact check that? Until the cold and flu season hits, we won't know. And oh, by the way, maybe what's happening in India is a result of the COVID vaccine absolutely ravaging India's cold and flu population. Maybe it is. We don't know. See, let me just tell you this. When you look at these fact checks, they are setting you up. This is not meant to be, it's meant to be propaganda. Here's the next one, and this follows the next two. COVID-19 vaccines were tested in animals in clinical trials. Before. Okay, give us the data. Tell us what animals, etc. Because the next one says, it's a false claim that they skipped all animal trials. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know that I necessarily believe that testing on an animal is always the best way. I get that's what we've done in the past, and maybe it is. But if they did test this thing and do clinical trials on animals and vaccinated people, then I absolutely want to know. The other part of that third one, which is from Health Feedback, said, vaccinated people aren't dying at a higher rate than unvaccinated people. You believe it? Again, propaganda. They're telling you what they want you to believe about it. I already went over the numbers the other day. I gave you all the symptoms. There's a video circulating out there, another one, that's even more damning than the one I played the other day. It is unbelievable with the types of things that are happening to people. And here's the worst part. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You take that poke. Full court press. Look at what I'm talking about here. Five different fact checks on the Wu flu and or the vaccine. Here's the last one. India's Wu flu surge not connected to vaccinations. How do they know that? They won't even admit to you that this thing is hurting people in greater numbers than the disease itself. Let me make a step back. They won't even admit to you that this vaccine is hurting people. They brush it off. It's insignificant. What do you care? It's so small that it shouldn't scare you. Well, that's easy to say until you're the one that's going to get the shot. There is no way on God's green earth I get this shot, even if it restricts my travel. I'll be suing, no question about it. If they say you got us, I will sue and I will win. But I want you to, what I'm getting at is, if you go to Google every single day and you check the online fact check, it's in the right column of Google News. Watch what they're telling you, and you will know the lies. Everything reported there, I'm going to believe, is based in some sort of a propaganda, a narrative that they're trying to set. There's no basis in fact or truth. It's strictly somebody saying to you, you can trust us. And almost, I don't know what health fact feedback is, but I will lay you odds. AFP Fact Check, USA Today, Health Feedback, PolitiFact, and there was another USA Today. All leftist run. Propaganda machines of the Wu flu nonsense getting a ton of money to fact check and make us believe something that isn't true. Folks, we got a lot to talk about. Another shooting of a black man, but this has a different outcome. And Joe Biden, gone.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I told you guys earlier that there are a lot of stories that disappear. Blacks get being killed by cop. It happened not long ago. There were protesters in North Carolina because a guy got killed by the name of Andrew Brown Jr. And like clockwork, everybody did what they were supposed to do. The black lemmings came out, the profiteers and everybody. Civil rights leaders and attorneys converged on Elizabeth City. They wanted answers. They wanted the sheriff to come out and talk about how did this Anthony Brown Jr. get fatally shot. And the department wouldn't release any body cam because they wanted to do an investigation. A North Carolina judge denied request to publicly release the video from 4 police body cameras. Brown's family was shown a snippet of the footage, and the family's attorney described it as an execution. Yeah. The family then got granted a petition so they could see the whole video. Nothing came of it, though. It was the quietest cop killed by black man killed by cop in ages. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to us at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And so here's Anthony Brown Jr., another junior, getting shot. Everybody's like, you know, whoa, no justice, no peace, all the whole thing. And it didn't catch the hoopla. And it got me. I got interested. I got curious. I got intellectually curious. Yeah. So they had other footage that came, and they showed the deputies arriving at Andrew Brown's home. They'd been summoned. They didn't just go hunting him. They were yelling, "Hands up!" And then he was fatally shot. The street-level surveillance offered another piece of the puzzle. And what was sparking outrage in this little Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And they were demanding calls for transparency from law enforcement. The video was getting views fast as can be. And they went to go serve a warrant on this guy. Yes, his audio goes on for about 20 seconds when gunfire begins. So let's just understand the backdrop. These white deputies show up, all of them with body cams on. They go to Anthony Brown Jr.'s house to serve a warrant. And 20 seconds into the footage, they shoot him dead. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know what color these deputies were, but even if they were black, you can be guaranteed that the last thing they wanted to do was shoot this dude because they know the ramifications. Now, what were they there for? Clearly, this Anthony Brown Jr. was a Rosa Parks. I mean, why all the hoopla? Why all the angst and the, you know, people being up in arms over it? I mean, he must have been a poster child for all things black in America, right? Maybe not. I decided to Google Anthony Brown's rap sheet. Yeah, that's what they call it. You white folks out there that aren't familiar with the terminology, here's what it is. Said, according, they're not filing charges, but I wanted to know what it was, and they said that he had been a known drug dealer. A known drug dealer. Now, let me just say this. Here's what he did to get shot. When they went to get the warrant, he tried to run over officers. Now, they say he was unarmed. I don't know what you consider a vehicle to be, but if you're driving your car at me at a high rate of speed, I consider you armed. Armed to the teeth. But yes, so to hear it, you would think, oh, he's got to be a good guy. And of course they went and hunted him down, right? This guy had a 30-year rap sheet that was 180 pages long. I just want you to know who you're dealing with. See, when I study all these people that get killed by cop, and I think to myself, after doing this exhaustive research, how could you possibly want to go to bat for this person? Thieves and murderers and rapists and armed robbers. That I told you, it's thug worship. It's thug worship. 30-year rap sheet. Officers in the, I don't know how you pronounce this, Albemarle Drug Task Force are, quote, familiar with Brown and know him to be a source of supply of crack cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and methamphetamine. That's what the warrant read. The raid was requested because officers believe his home was being used to store, package, and distribute narcotics, namely crack cocaine. So this guy's dealing poison, mostly to people that look like him. He's been doing it for decades. I don't know what made them finally act on it now in the time of Joe Biden, but they did. Maybe it was a muscle memory from Trump that they forgot to take care of. Because normally, leftists love leaving thugs like Anthony Brown Jr. on the street to menace. Poster child, right? For all that's good in black America, Anthony Brown Jr., let's go protest for him. I can't believe that the cop would just come and shoot that man. Hands up, don't you? He just had his hands up and they didn't shoot him. They shot him down dead like a dog. Oh, except for the little fact that he had a car and he tried to run him over. Oh, and he's been dealing drugs and doing who knows what in that neighborhood for over 30 years. And you know what? Not a single black person snitched, because snitches get stitches, signified, as we used to say, nobody told on old Anthony Brown Jr. until somebody did. Because, see, let me tell you what didn't happen. Cops didn't wake up that day and say, let's go get Anthony Brown Jr. Somebody went, we got him. And you know who made the call? One of his baby mamas. Somebody who said, you know what? I'm sick of this dude. I'm sick of him. But it wasn't the cops. All they went to do was exercise a warrant. And what did Anthony Brown Jr. do? He did what pretty much everybody who gets killed in police custody does when they die. He resisted arrest. And overwhelmingly, it's not always, but overwhelmingly, you resist arrest and it could end up with you losing your life. The simplest thing to do is go, take me in. I'm sure Anthony had an attorney. But what did he do? He was at his wit's end. The jig was up. I don't know what made him decide to do it, but he decided he's going to run over cops. You try to run over me, I'm going to shoot you. If I have a gun, if I'm in a car, I'm going to try to run over you back. If my car is bigger, unless I'm in a smart car, then I'm going to try to get out of there. This is Anthony Brown Jr. And so they exonerate the cops. The district attorney says, no, it was justifiable. There will be no charges filed. Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's action caused three deputies to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others. Case closed, as it should have been for many of the other ones. One for the good guys, folks. We got a lot to talk about. Joe Biden when we get back. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Biden administration is extending restrictions on non-essential border travel. The Department of Homeland Security tweeting the rules in place for the country's land boundaries will continue through June 21st. The department adding it's working with Canada and Mexico to safely ease restrictions as conditions improve. The White House is encouraged by speculation about a possible ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip.
Our objective is to take every step we can through diplomatic channels, through quiet and intensive diplomacy, to bring an end to this conflict.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Earlier this week, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for a path that leads to a ceasefire. Hamas terrorist groups in Lebanon also firing rockets into Israel. USA Radio News. At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. President Biden did take one out for a spin on Tuesday. Five Oregon counties vote to quit Oregon and join Idaho.
A number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says the voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of a Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through that state's legislature, an agreement made between the states whose borders are being altered, and ultimately the plan needs to be ratified by Congress. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, Cadet Ted, there's a seat on Air Force One if you have to get home. Maybe tough. I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You are quite, you're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap. But to be here together. Well, all kidding aside, being here together is a victory in and of itself.
You want to know what that was? That was Jeb Bush saying, please clap. Joe Biden begging for applause. And more validation, folks, that Joey Demento got 82 million votes and is the most popular man on the planet. He was speaking with Coast Guard cadets, and in typical Biden fashion, he tanked. Who's his speechwriter? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The media is going to report, though, that Joe Biden rocked it. It was amazing. Standing room only. They couldn't even fit all the people in there. It was a roaring of just crazy, you know, everybody just wanted to get a little taste of Joe. Tom Elliott tweeted that. We grabbed it, I guess he did. He says, Biden appears peeved at the lack of applause. And he says, you're really a dull class. Come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap, because he's talking to the Coast Guard. He's not talking to the Navy. Guess they were a bunch of dog-faced pony soldiers. And while I couldn't see the audience, I speak for Biden in saying, you ain't black! What a pitiful lesson for a demented clown to learn. A guy playing president. And touted is getting 82 million votes only to appear at events and get the tepid responses like what he got. In a word, pathetic. Do leftists believe that things are going to get any better with Joey Demento? Let me tell you something. The reason those cadets were there is that they were required to be there. Nobody wants to hear Biden voluntarily. Now, if you don't believe me, contrasted with any event that President Trump goes to with the troops, Anybody think Trump wouldn't have gotten those cadets revved up, cheering just like it's one of his rallies? He is loved by the military. Joe Biden is despised by him. How can you respect that guy? Military loves Trump. And look, I don't have any beef with the Coast Guard. I got buddies that were in there. One of my best friends was in the Coast Guard. But I don't consider them pure military. And the military guys at the grassroots level, at the rank and file level, I guess is the way you put it, they love Trump. They know a guy who's got their back, and they know somebody who's going to politicize what they do. I dare Joe Biden to go meet with real military with no cameras on. It's like the cops did in New York where they turned their back to de Blasio. I use this as another example, folks, to remind conservatives that we're winning. Leftists wake up every single morning in abject fear. Their fear is that they're going to get figured out. They spend a lot of time, energy, money, etc., trying to cover their sorry butts, and they want to give you the illusion that it's working. But it's not working. Not at all. And you should remember that. These are the things I want you to hold on to. Every public appearance by Joe Biden is an embarrassment to them. And if they were really honorable people, it would be a reminder of how low they're willing to stoop to get what they want. And it's only going to get worse. I keep saying that because Biden's mental capacity worsens every single day. He is aging in dog years every day now. And so his prospects of success are minimal. The left are doomed. The ground is moving. It's shifting beneath their feet. His begging for a reaction is just more proof of their demise. Let me tell you, Donald Trump would never say, "Oh, hey, listen, you guys are dull." He wouldn't have need to say that. They would be revved up, man. They'd be like, "Yeah, Mr. President." And he'd be telling stories and asking them questions and engaging them. Joe Biden can't go off script to save his sorry life. Did you guys see him golf? You've got to see this video. I swear. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I am Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. Do you golf? Because I golf. I love to golf. So I see this thing where Joe Biden's going to golf, and I'm thinking, I've never known Biden to be a golfer. But let me tell you, seeing this golf clip, it was Joe Biden's, and I use my finger quote, presidency, metaphorically, on a monumental level. I can hardly wait to see how leftists spin it. From the dishonest way he became president to the cover-up of his maladies, of his brain and otherwise. So when I saw this short video of this guy golfing, I saw it for what it represented. It represents Joe Biden playing president. Now here's what happens. You see him line up and the guys are going, "Well, it looks like he's got the hit." Somebody's videotaping it. And he swings the golf club. He's right by the green. Okay, he's pointed at the flag. He's by the green. He's going to do a chip shot. Do you know Joe Biden chipped the ball completely over his head backwards in the opposite direction? You got to see this to believe it. I can honestly say I've never seen a worse golf shot than the one that Biden hit. I challenge you to go find a video. He figured out a way to hit a golf ball backwards. Now, it might be impressive if you're a pro and you hit the shot because there's a tree that obstructs your real shot. But the green was in front of Joey Butter Jackup, okay? He hit the ball. I swear you got to see it. If I was describing this, you would think I was kidding. You would think I was kidding. This video exists. Now, I don't know for how long. He hit the ball the wrong way. I was thinking if Donald Trump had showed this clip, he would instantly react and say, "Biden, you're going the wrong way." He's 3 feet from the green in the fringe. And he can't hit the ball straight. he hit it back over his head. Do you know how tough that is to do? His golf game reminds me of, what is it? His political career. So I predicted these headlines over that golf shot. You ready? WAPO. Watches golf great Joe Biden hits a trick shot to wow the crowd. Now keep in mind, there's one guy that's like a Secret Service guy that's up above him, and I can't see how many other people. So there's Joe Biden and one other dude and some people filming him. Here's my next one, the New York Times. President Biden upstages Trump with extraordinary golf shot. That one makes me crack up myself. Oh, man. And here's HuffPo. Biden showcases golf prowess to massive crowd. As R&B crooner Montel Jordan would say, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Every time I see that swing, we got it playing here in the studio. Every time I see him, it just cracks me up. How do you do that? I'm going to have to try it. I golf. I love to golf. And finally, because of all this woo-flu stuff breaking, I get to go out more and you hang out with friends. We actually shake hands after we finish a match and stuff like that. But it's too funny. Anyway, so I was thinking about this. Golfing is presidential. There's a feel to golfing. You know, you feel good about it. Unless it's Trump, of course. Then, of course, the media describes it as, you know, he's a waste of his time. He should be working on other things. Think about everything Joe Biden should be thinking about right now. The world is in turmoil. Our economy is in turmoil. But it's a regal thing. If you can do it well, people like it. Even baby black Jesus tried the white man's game. He was crappy at it. Golf is class. Something that both Obama or neither Obama or Biden have. But you see the results. The worst golf shot in history, all because Biden didn't do what? What he did the entire election cycle. Keep his head down. I suggest to you that Biden quit after he hit that shot. He brought in a pro, probably somebody from Dominion, to finish his round for him. And don't think Dominion followed the rules of golf and play the ball where it lies. I bet they foot wedged it up there and Joey Demento got an eagle. Because you know how leftists follow the rules, right? And what about the videographer? How long do you think his video is going to stay up? How long will he be alive?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They're trying to get Trump for taxes. Another witch hunt. President actually made a comment about it. He says the New York AG ran on the idea that I will get Trump on something. She ran on it. She's going to create some thing that he broke, some law that he broke. That's the way they get you. When they target you, man, oh my gosh, it's ugly. We have a government that does that at all levels. You get a governor like Cuomo, man, he will do whatever it takes to get you. That's why people fear him. That's why these women that came forward on him, they're in fear for their lives. You better know they are. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We just got through talking about Joey Demento begging the Coast Guard cadets to clap for him. Then we talked about Joey Demento hitting a golf shot that even the pros can't hit. He hit a ball over his head, the back over his head. He hit a ball. He's 15, 20 feet from the flag facing forward. He swings, and the ball goes behind him. You couldn't do it if you were trying, and I'm a pretty good golfer. Oh, man. This is who the Democrats put in charge. Look, Joey wants to front. Demento wants to front and act like he's a golfer. Fine. But don't let the cameras in the air, because it's like going up at Air Force One steps. Don't let people see you. Wait till you get in the plane. Because the world is watching, Joe. Anyway, Joe Biden's taxes, folks, are an embarrassment. They have been for years. He doesn't give any money to charity. His charitable giving would make Scrooge look like a philanthropist. Again, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, 844-551-8255. We chronicled Joe Biden when he ran a few times ago, and I said he doesn't give any money away. He didn't make a lot of money until recently. That was when he brought in his crackhead son, Hunter, to run the family business. Hard to believe that a crackhead actually put Joe on the map. But in this recent political theater where Biden released his taxes, there are glaring inconsistencies. Now, the media has attempted smoke and mirrors, and I think I mentioned the other day that one outlet called the release of Biden's taxes restoration of presidential tradition. Because it's a big deal that the president releases taxes, right? I couldn't care less. He makes $400,000 a year. Trump gave his money away. I have a morbid interest in Joe Biden's because I know he's a tax cheat. When I say he's a tax cheat, I don't mean that he's necessarily cheating. I mean he takes advantage of things that he shouldn't because he claims he wants to give more money back. Then give it back. Don't be taking the loopholes. When they ask how many deductions do you want to take, zero. Look, what are you owed? I'm owed $14,000, but you keep it, government. Smoke and mirrors. To quote Larry the Cable Guy, now that's just funny right there. Yeah, because it's funny that Joe Biden is, they're calling it a restoration of the presidential tradition, number one, for a guy who isn't even officially president. I mean, not in my book. And it's particularly funny when you evaluate how the tax cheats worked the system. This was in the Federalist. The loophole comes because Joe Biden and his wife Jill categorized much of their book and speech revenue as profits from two corporations they created rather than taxable wages. Under current law, corporate profits are not subject to payroll taxes, meaning the Bidens avoided paying 3.8% in taxes, which is 2.9% levied for Medicare and 0.9% tax created by Obamacare that funds that law. 0.9, we pay almost 1% for this Obamacare nonsense. On every dollar that they categorize as corporate profits rather than wages, so it's a lot of money. The Bidens exploited this loophole most aggressively in 2017 and 2018, when Biden earned millions through a reported $8 million book advance. Let me just stop there and say this. For Biden to get an $8 million book advance, somebody needs to just stop right there and become an investigative reporter. There's nobody interested in the Bidens. They said, and also his speaking engagements. Because Biden spent 2019 and 2020 hiding in his basement as the Democrats stole the election, the couple's income and therefore their ability to use this loophole dropped. In 2020, Joe Biden reported no income at all from his corporation, and therefore he couldn't utilize the loophole for his own personal gain. But Jill did. She continued. She had earnings from her corporation. So altogether, the Bidens avoided a total of $516,992 in taxes over the past 4 years. $500,000. They didn't have to take that loophole. But they did. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what would happen if Trump did it? What would they be saying? You want to know why Trump said, you don't get to see my taxes? I'm a private citizen. I may be president of the United States, but Trump disassociated himself from everything, including his children's businesses. He says, everybody out. Hunter Biden is still feasting. To what degree, I don't know. Who knows where the Biden's money's coming from now? It's probably being hidden in foreign accounts. Who knows? We will never, ever know. Because this government is run by a bunch of corrupt fools. And this reminds me, we profile in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, the Obamas gave hardly any money to charity, took every tax loophole they could, as we know, got a sweetheart deal on their house in Chicago from Tony Resco, who went to prison. Obama didn't even pardon his old pal. They got their tax cheats. Barbara Streisand put her a house that she owned in her husband's name to avoid taxes. Most of these people, they set up these charitable fronts where they have no intention of doing anything. They just use them to defray taxes. But they act magnanimous. $517,000 roughly in tax cheatings that the Bidens did. And they don't think of it as cheating. But I guarantee you, there was an accountant that said, hey, look, you don't really need the money. But here's how we can save over $500,000. You game?
Well, it's saving $500,000. Of course we're game. I may be demented, but I'm not that demented. That's what Biden probably said.
Unbelievable. But Donald Trump is being looked at, you know, on this deal with his taxes. And this coming on the heels of everything they tried to get on Donald Trump. They raided his attorney, Cohen. They tried to get Cohen to flip. It was funny, when Cohen flipped on Trump, he actually helped his case. They tried to get some woman that they accused of sleeping with Trump, and they had undercover video of Donald Trump. And I remember it was supposed to be this big salacious story. And Trump was like, yeah, they're going after you. He goes, it's really sad. It's really sad. He goes, you know, you're a good person, and that for them to do that to you, it's really sad. And, you know, and you can just see there's nothing going on with him and this woman. And it was going to be the breaking story. It was we got Trump on tape. He doesn't even know. He was recorded. I think it was a Cohen tape. And it turned out Trump was like, you know, nothing. It was Al Capone's vault. But Joe Biden has an actual issue. I mean, look, I'm not going to, personally, I say take every deduction the government gives you. I will fight for my money back because I believe the government is a bunch of, they're worse than drunk sailors. They don't know what to do with our money. But Biden, he claims that he wants money to go back to the Treasury. People need to pay. People like me that are making money, you need to pay more. And what's he do? He exploits a loophole. Trump even said this. Look, I take advantage of these loopholes, but I'd be glad to give that money back. I'd be happy to do it. He said that. Another thing they want you to believe, that Trump's broke. I remember when they said he was broke. Dude paid $28 million in taxes and it made over $500 million. That ain't too broke to me. They always, look, I'm just telling you, don't believe anything you see. And here you've got a scandal. The scandal is Joe Biden claims he wants to give more. And what does he do? He doesn't do it. He does a typical left. We need to be paying more taxes. And he gets the opportunity to do it. And what's he do? He reneges. Doesn't do it. I'm not surprised in the least.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.